This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
At 10 Things That Scare Me, we've noticed that what you're afraid of sometimes depends on where you are in life. So this week we're replaying three of our favorite episodes. One that represents youth, one that represents coming of age, and one that represents growing old. Today, coming of age.
Here we go. Number one, popcorn kernel stuck in tooth forever. Number two, murder. Number three, being chased at night. When I first moved to New York, a lot of people were like, just create a claw with your keys. And I was like, okay, I get, but then it's like, what do you do then? After you formed a weapon, what do you do then? Do you scratch them like Wolverine? Or what do you, I mean. Number four, loose lasers. Sometimes, you know, those Christmas decorations? Here's the thing, you ever walk down the street and you find yourself, there's a little red dot on you from a laser? Have you ever had that before? And you're like, what's going on? Where is this coming from? Is there a sniper? What's going on? And it's chilling. Because it could just be Christmas, but it could be sniper. Number five. Getting to a point mentally where unicycling seems cool, nay, even sexy. I would never go on dates with someone without asking first thing, do you ride a unicycle? Do you enjoy it? Do you do it on city streets? That would be my first question. Second question, do you want kids? Number six, tearing the wedding dress of a non-friend bride. Well, I used to be a caterer for a lot of weddings, and there was like a few close calls where I'd be like almost spilling something on the bride, or I'd almost tear the dress, and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm only getting paid so much money to be here. I'm invisible. I'm just here to pass out the canapé. You know what I mean? And that's not what your job is, and you've ruined this poor woman's wedding. Number seven. Watching true crime in a group setting. The thing with watching true crime in a group is that it's not even the content of the show. It's watching the reactions of people you thought you knew get delighted. They're salivating. They're just getting so excited. It's not a fun group activity. And anyone who convinces you that it's a fun group in middle school, there was one girl that always wanted to do this group activity where we went around a circle and said what we didn't like about each other. And she always convinced us it would be fun, and it was never fun. It was horrible. Number eight, running into a tree branch, popping your eyeball out of your head. Number nine, Thanksgiving turkey comes back to life. I had this thing where I would have a boyfriend for like 9 months, and then I'd be like, you want to come home for Thanksgiving? And then he'd join me for Thanksgiving, and then a month later we'd break up. And that happened 4 years in a row. It was such a bummer. Number 10, pooping in a single stall, and then you come out to find there's a long line of people of all ages waiting to go in. I'm Jill Firestone, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Jill Firestone is a comedian living in New York City. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? Birds smashing in the window. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Sometimes I think about, like, you, like, want somebody with soulful eyes, but really that's just eyebrows to go up.